All right, we'll now move into the cutest part of our service this morning. The children will be doing a program. First of all, the youngest Sunday school group, they have a poem and a song, and then the older Sunday school children will, you'll see when it happens.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, begins the story of a baby that most of you should know.
His daddy name's Joseph.
And Mary was his mom. This baby was very special, as God's only son.
Some angels came from heaven and they began to sing.
To the shepherds in the field below, glad tidings do we bring.
A bright star lit the heavens to light the Magi's way to the baby in the manger who was born on Christmas Day.
And all who gathered around him rejoiced and praised his birth.
For the babe king named Jesus is our Savior here on earth.
These kids are going to sing Away in a Manger for you. They're going to sing verse 1, and then I'm going to ask you to join us in verse 2 and 3.
Tonight, everyone in my family is coming.
Even my dad's coming, and he never goes to church.
This is my first time singing in front of everyone. I'm kind of scared.
Nothing to worry about. It's not hard at all.
Where's our director? Shouldn't we start practicing?
She was here before. I saw her doing something with the piano.
Yeah, someone else was here too. Some guy with a toolkit.
You don't think?
God's not going to let anything happen that can't be fixed. We're doing this for him, right?
Sure, that's right.
Guys, I got some bad news. Oh, the piano's broken.
Oh, can't be.
What are we going to do?
What can we do? All that work for nothing?
My dad will be so disappointed.
I may never get to sing.
How could God do this?
Don't blame God, blame the mice.
Mice?
Yeah, mice went in the piano and then chewed up all the little fat pads inside. It would just take too much time to get it fixed by tonight.
Can't we try?
Please?
We did try. There's nothing we can do. We'll just have to sing it next Sunday.
But Christmas will be over by then. What a crummy service this is going to be without any music.
What are we going to do?
We're going to sing, of course.
But how? We can't sing without the piano.
We don't need the piano. We can use something else.
But we won't sound good without the piano.
A long time ago, another church had a problem just like this, but they still found a way to have music, just like we're going to do.
I suppose you're going to tell us a story.
Don't be nasty. Please, tell us.
Okay, the year was 1818. It was Oberndorf, Austria. The assistant pastor, who was new to the church, had just told the organist that the organ was broken.
Mice, can you believe it, friends? Mice decided to make nests in the organ pipes. The repairman said there's nothing they can do before tonight service.
But the choir! They prepared such a beautiful anthem! How disappointed they're gonna be!
Not just the choir. This isn't gonna look too good for either of us.
I know. Father's gonna have a fit. We can't have a Christmas service without music.
Oh, I thought of something.
What? I'm open to suggestions.
Well, I wrote this little poem, and I was wondering if you could write music for it?
And what? Have the choir perform without accompaniment?
I thought maybe you could write music for that.
A guitar anthem. On Christmas Eve?
I know it sounds crazy. And I know you don't have much time, but what choice do we have?
Silent night. Holy night. Pretty words. All right, Joseph. I'll give it a shot. Okay. By now, you guys all know that the organ is broken, and we're going to be doing something a little different. So, Maura and I have written this song.
You expect us to learn a new song for tonight?
That's crazy!
Besides, what are we going to sing with?
This. I know it's crazy, but it's all we've got.
Please, just try it.
I'll try it, but I don't like it.
Shut up and sing.
You should all know what happened. Silent Night has become one of the world's favorite Christmas carols. So you see, God does find a way.
See, I told you.
Love found a way. The same love that made Jesus, that God sent Jesus as a little baby. The same way that we celebrate Christmas each year. I'm sorry that I was hopeless. Let me guess, we're gonna do it again, right?
Right. I picked out this song, which is written for guitar and choir. I found somebody in the senior choir who plays.
Can we learn it in time?
Why not?
If those Austrians could learn it in time, so can we.
Sleep.
please join us for singing the second verse.
God did it again.
Amen. Amen.